How does our response to our children being childish or worse impact their chances for long-term success? As parenting heroes, we want our children to feel our love,
to know that they are worthy and needed,
and to keep them connected to our family and the things that matter most.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and we are here to fortify you in that divine calling as parenting heroes.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families. Well, I don't know about long-term success, but let's talk about Legos. Because Legos are awesome. Legos are so fun. So our boy Henry loves Legos. Well, to be fair, I think all of our boys have loved Legos. I'm not sure that the girls have loved them nearly as much.
That's right. But there are some cool girl Legos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of our daughters dug Legos for a while with the people ones. Yeah, the cute ones. Anyway, so our son loves playing Legos. And we've watched the movie called, it's an original title called The Lego Movie, right, about Legos. And in the Lego movie, they have these master builders, right? These are the people with superpowers, the people that are going to save the universe, save the world from Lord Ruler, Lord Business, whatever it was, both. And so after we watched that movie, this is a couple years ago, Henry would just make these incredible designs, and they were beautiful. They were intricate. They were so fun. You know, him just playing. And he would show it to me, and I would say, oh, that's like what a master builder would have made. And at first, he couldn't take the praise. He couldn't take the compliment. He couldn't take the comparison to a superhero, right? He's all, I'm not a superhero. I don't have that kind of ability. But I stayed with it because he really was good with the Legos. He really was doing these amazing, fun things with the Legos. And I just found different ways to kind of sneak it in under my breath or not say it. And he would say, I know what you're thinking, Dad. And I'd say, oh, maybe you do. And it just got to the point where it was a thing between us that he was, that he accepted himself as a master builder with Legos. And in fact, just a couple days ago, this last week, we were playing with Lincoln Logs, or he had the Lincoln Logs out, and he was playing with them. And I came and built with him for a little bit. And I said, you know, Henry, I think that you're an LLMB. And Amy was in the room, Gabby was in the room. They're like, what? And everybody's like, huh, I don't get it. And finally someone said, oh, I get it. And then Henry's like, oh, he got it. Lincoln Log, Master Builder.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Carried it over into a whole other set of toys. And there was no fight. There was no pushback on being a Lincoln Log Master Builder because he'd already adopted it as part of his identity. The fact that he has this genius within himself to build, to create, to design, to take these pieces and put them together in such a way that it's just so fun to be a part of.
So the principle that we want to talk about today is how we can help our kids to strengthen their identity, their sense of who they really are. And we know that the youth of our world, I think all the people, but especially the youth, are just really struggling right now with their sense of identity. We see just kind of a sense of lost. We see suicide rates skyrocketing. We see all kinds of mental health issues just going really high. And it's just like a place of a lot of struggle. And I think a lot of that stems from their lack of identity. And so there's a couple things from this story that I want to point out that you did. The one is nurturing their genius. One way to build their identity is to actually help them when they find something that they like, you nurture that. You play Legos with them. You help them to find Legos. You put them in the place where they can be with other Lego builders. I think with all of our kids, they have some kind of genius, and maybe it's some sort of talent. And I think a lot of times we may have youth, especially, who feel like they don't have a talent. Maybe they're not good at really exceptional in any sports, or they're not good at dance or art or any of those things that are external, but everyone has genius. And maybe their genius is the way they get along with other people. Maybe their genius is their kindness. Help them find their genius and then nurture that. And that will help them to strengthen their identity. And then the other thing that you did that I think is really cool is you were really creative with the way that you pointed out his genius and giving him that Master Builder title and then talking about it kind of in funny ways. And that is something we can do. And I think a lot of times we have to be maybe use humor or use something a little bit out of the ordinary besides you're great. You're a great football player. The idea is that we want them to know and to feel that we are their very best supporters, that we are their biggest cheerleaders, and we are fully on their team, and we totally support them. And then there's some other examples that show kind of another layer of this.
Yeah, well, there's a continuation to the story with Henry, mm-hmm. right? So with the Legos, that was kind of his thing. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a whole lot of other things that he had taken up that were his, right? But then as, you know, I would say those things like, he would show me that thing that he had built and I would say, oh, wow, that looks just like something that one of those guys would have made or that, you know, who would have made, you know, not saying Master Builder, but then he's thinking in his own mind, Master Builder. So he takes on this acceptance that he does have some value, that he does have gifts, that he does have talents, that he does have worth, and then it expanded into another arena. And so most of his older siblings have been part of plays and have done theater. And he has been such a patient boy, going to all of his older kids' plays.
A lot of years.
From the time that he was a wee little tot. And every time, you know, we would ask, or, you know, so every once in a while we'd ask, would you ever want to be in a play? No, no, no. Hard no. Pass. No way. I will never do that. Right? He would say that. I will never be in a play.
A bunch of his friends actually did a little play during COVID times on our back porch. And he even refused that when all of his friends were doing it. They were just in a little song and dance. Nope. Nope.
Right. And so then his sister is doing Peter Pan. And she tries out. And Henry decides, yeah, I'll go to the tryouts with you and we'll see what happens. And he's cast as Michael. He has speaking parts. He has solo parts. Right? It's insane. And he does it. And he steps into a whole nother area of genius. He got there because of that first sense of self-worth, of recognizing that he could, that he was enough, right? That strengthening of identity. And now he's done that. And his self-worth, his self-esteem is getting bigger.
Right. Right. And we want to share some examples of this other side as well, because we don't ever want our children to feel like they have to do something or be even a master builder or any kind of a title to be worth our love or to be worth God's love, because they are of worth just exactly as they are, exactly as they came to the earth, and just who they are right now, they have worth and value from God because they're God's children. And so there's kind of it's a fine balance there between giving them a lot of praise. You've probably heard the danger of too much praise, that it can kind of be damaging to them, because if they ever feel like, oh, I built some Legos that didn't turn out so great, now I'm not a master builder, and now I don't know if Dad's going to love me because he really loves that I'm a master builder.
Right. Or they get to a place where their worth is tied to their performance.
Yeah.
Right. So that's this other side that we want to talk about. So there's our core identity that is unchangeable, that has nothing to do with the decisions that we make. It has nothing to do with how good of a Lego builder we are or how good of an actor we are or anything.
Yeah.
Right. It stems from the fact of our divine birthright, where we come from, right? We are sons and daughters of God. And so there's an inverse example that we want to give, right? So there are times when our kids do things that push our buttons or that are super scary or that could be the cause for a really negative reaction, right? Where they've done something that's
negative awful. Consequence. Yeah, there's just some serious consequences. Yeah, we all know what that's like because we're parents.
Right, so here are some true examples. Hey, Dad, this is a text that comes in at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Dad, wake me up or call me when you wake up in the morning. Call him when I wake up in the morning. Yeah, just want to let you know that when I was coming home last night, I fell asleep at the wheel and kind of crashed the car. That's a real life example, and that's something that we could have chosen to respond in a different way or a negative way, right? But when we choose to see them for who they are, right, for that, to see their core identity and remember that core identity and understand that they are loved, that they are worthy, that they are enough regardless, that helps communicate to them that core identity and help them to remember that core identity. When we can hold calm in those types of moments, right? Sorry, Mom, I'm not coming home for Christmas. Or I don't want to talk right now. Or a thousand different things that it could be, right? When those things come up that are hard, or when we catch them in addiction, when we can hold calm because we know who they are, yeah. It's a testimony to them that who they are is unchanging.
And our love for them is unchanging.
Right. And so then this other side then allows them to feel at a core level that they are worthy, even when they make a mistake, even when their performance wasn't what they expected or we expected, even when, right, it doesn't matter. They are worthy. They are beautiful.
Yeah. And that's the other side of it. So our invitation to you is to do these three things to strengthen your child's identity. And there are lots of things that you could do. We are just sharing three of them with you today. So the first is to nurture their genius. And that means help them find something that they love and encourage them to explore it, to play with it, to have fun with it, to delve deeply into it as much as they want to. And sometimes that means we do it alongside them to show them that we want to try too, and that's cool, and we want to be with them. And then kind of ancillary to that is find some fun, different, creative ways to show them that they have worth, that we are amazed at what they're doing, and that we're their biggest fans, and we're excited about them and their life. And helping them, ultimately, we want to help them to be excited about their life. We want them to gain that sense of who they are, and have it not just be coming from us. We want them eventually to get that. And that's the third part. And that's to help strengthen that core identity. And the thing that we want you to try over the next little while is to, when you see that they've done something that maybe isn't, that you don't like, or that is hurtful to someone, that you hold a place of calm and love for them, no matter what they do. And remembering in your mind that when you're doing that, it's helping to strengthen their core identity. And that is really powerful when they truly know who they are, and they have a relationship with God, and they have this strong sense of who they are. That's when they become the kind of adults who can do good things in the world, who are happy and are making a difference. And those are the kind of children that we want to raise. So that's our challenge for you.
We want you to know that we see you. We see you. And we know that you have the most important calling on the planet. You do, right? And so we see you as parents. We see you as beautiful parents. And we recognize and applaud and honor the great work that you do. And recognize that even when you think you might fall short, that you are doing God's work. And so remember for yourself too that you are beautiful and that you are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. You have that core worth, and He trusts you with these kids that He's placed in your homes. Reflect that same trust in your children, regardless of what happens. Go to revolutionaryfamilies.com, download the number one parenting secret, get on our mailing list. We want to connect with you. We want to be a part of your lives, and we want to have you in our lives. And we've got some crazy, cool things coming up, some challenges that we're going to do. Yeah. And so when those drop, we want you to be a part of them. So make sure that you're on our mailing list. Make sure that you're using that number one parenting secret to help you to see them, to help them nurture that genius. And always remember to trust that God trusts you.